99 sheep, or if I use the word cattle, they're really happy to look for the one that is lost. That is a beautiful picture of the gospel. And so, next is the old rugged cross. This is a hymn that's been known for quite a while and brings the message of the cross to us and involves us in carrying our own cross. So you're welcome to follow along at 3:10.
Thank you.
each passing moment, the Lord has placed angels over our car for many years, and this morning we experienced that in person. So we were on our way from LaGrange, Wyoming, where we're teaching music at Frontier School of the Bible, and we were driving a little Subaru Baja, and it was 28 degrees outside, beautiful winter day, and then all of a sudden, we noticed the engine is flaming hot and it's 14 degrees outside. Something's wrong. And so steam's pouring out the front of our vehicle. We pull over to the side of the road and we thought, oh no, we're going to be late for the church service this morning. But the Lord must have heard that whispered prayer, because within 30 seconds, an angel came in a white truck. That's what they drive, by the way. And he rolled down his window and he said, I would like to help you. I want to take you wherever you need to go within 30 seconds. And so we got there. He not only took us there, he picked us up afterwards and took us back to our car. And then these angels also drive silver trucks. And so they came, and they've been, this wonderful couple, Steve and Sally, have been driving us around today. And so day by day and with each passing moment, the Lord has been faithful. I hope that you are recalling stories like that in your own life. We have one more hymn before Kevin shares his testimony.
To thank you for coming here to worship the Lord with us this evening. And like Heidi said, I'm going to share my testimony, how I came over from Taiwan to Nebraska and how I came to know the Lord. So I graduated from a little junior high school in Taiwan and there in Taiwan you have to apply to go from junior high school to high school. So I took the national exam, and after the national exam, our family was waiting for the little school I was attending to inform us when to start sending in the application. Well, big music school doesn't advertise as small towns, so we waited too long that we missed the school application deadline altogether. So at that time, we decided we are going to give the school in America a try. And we went to this agency and looked at all the different options they have for school in America, and we picked Nebraska Christian School out of the blue. We didn't know Nebraska is a state, neither did we know Christian is a religion. And a few days later, I flew into Lincoln, Nebraska, expecting to see New York City. So someone picked me up at the airport and took me to the school. And just a reminder, so that little tiny town that I grew up in Taiwan has 200,000 people. So anyway, school started the next day after I got there, and it began with Bible class, no matter which grade you were. And it was not my first time hearing Bible and Jesus. My family in Taiwan, all throughout my 3 years of junior high school, we attended a Christian church. And Book of Isaiah it talks about people have eye, they do not see. People have ear, they do not understand. I was one of those. I sat through hundreds of sermons, never learned one thing about Jesus. The only reason we were faithful attender was because church served free lunch. So at Nebraska Christian School in Central City, Nebraska, I did the exact same thing. I learned just enough about Bible and Jesus that I can pass the Bible class. So at the Christmas, the first year, the school do every year they do a big Christmas concert. So at that Christmas concert, I met a local farmer, and this farmer, his name is Dave. And till today, we're still really good friends. So this Dave came over and listened to me play piano. And just a reminder, I was not saved up to that point. And so this farmer came over, and he took an interest on me, and we started a conversation talking about music. And one way or the other, it changed to guns. So this farmer Dave said, would you like to do some shooting? And I never touched a firearm, so I thought, why not give it a shot? So a few days later, he took me out on his farm. My first time touching a gun is AK-47. And so this farmer got me hooked into shooting. And so fast forward to when I was a junior high school. So a year went by. And when I came back to Nebraska Christian's junior in high school, this farmer, someone gave me a bow and arrow. So this farmer started to take me out deer hunting. And for those who knows about Nebraska deer season, it lasts 4 months. So I never practiced, so my deer season lasts 4 months. But here's an incredible deal. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 3 days out of each week, we were a four-day school, so 3 days every week, I would call this farmer Dave 5 o'clock in the morning, and I would ask him, Dave, I want to go hunting. Can you drive me out? And so every time I call 5 o'clock in the morning, Dave would answer the phone call. Bible talks about love is patient, love is kind. This till today, I still believe this man just live it out. Imagine you met someone at a Christmas concert. If he started call you up 5 o'clock, 3 days a week, will you pick up his phone? But Book of James also talk about I will show my faith not by words only, but by works. And so I'm not talking here talking about a works-based religion, but a true truly saved person will show that love that Jesus have by his love towards other. And so this farmer would take me out and deer hunting, and every time when he take me out from the school to the river, he shared the gospel with me. And so I got to hear the gospel 3 days a week for a period of 4 months. So one day after deer season is over, one day I asked this farmer, why are you willing to do this for me? And he said, the love I have for you is nothing like the love of Jesus. He died on the cross for your sin. And so that was the moment when the Lord opened my heart and I recognized I'm a sinner and I need Jesus to be my Savior. And so through this farmer and his faithfulness, he led me to the Lord. And so I'd like to encourage you each to go buy an AK-47. But one of the things we love to encourage everyone is a lot of people think, sharing the gospel, that's for Billy Graham, that's for big name, or that's for pastor. But this farmer, Dave, led me to the Lord. Before I came to know the Lord, music doesn't mean anything other than I went to a lot of piano competition, went to Denver, all the way to Chicago. And this is what the world always tell you. The world want you to pursue after its own. And when I was in Taiwan growing up, I was told you just had to win competition. That's all you need to do. And even after I went all the way to Chicago, when I was at the last piano I was at, I thought, what does that trophy matter? What does that going to make any difference in the light of eternity? It is such little thing, and it has no eternal value. We're not going to stand in front of God and say, hey, God, look at this trophy I won at this competition. After so many competitions, you find out, even when you win this one and that one, there's always a bigger one, and there's always someone out there that are better, but we only have such short time on earth that the Lord has given us. And so we just want to encourage every one of you. The Lord gives everyone a talent, and the body of Christ work together to bring forth glory to his kingdom and to bring people that are lost people to the Lord. You don't have to be Billy Graham, and you don't have to be a pastor to lead someone to the Lord. All you need to do is look around. Jesus talked about that in the book of Matthew. Harvest is plentiful, but labor are a few. And we just have to look around, and we'll find a lot of people who doesn't know Jesus. So that's how the Lord brought me to himself, and Heidi's going to share how the Lord brought us together.
This is the most romantic story you're ever going to hear. So I had heard about Kevin because of his piano. I was playing in the Kearney Symphony Orchestra, and he was, of course, competition winner, won many awards, and he would play with the symphony, and he would form his own symphony to use as a platform to share his testimony. I was deeply impressed by a college student who would put that much effort into finding a way to witness to large groups of people. And so I thought, wow, I'd really like to get to know this guy. So my idea of how we would get to know each other was that I would go and sign a contract to be in his symphony orchestra, which I did, and returned to him. And later on, he told me it was actually a marriage contract. But signing that piece of paper, ultimately, we didn't get to know each other better. We knew of each other, but our interactions were limited. And so I kept on praying. And, you heard Kevin loves to hunt. I grew up in a family who took venison freely because it was freely given. And so one night Kevin was on the stand. He didn't get his buck, and he was disappointed. And so on his drive home, bad time to pray for a deer, by the way. On his drive home, he was saying, Lord, why have I not gotten my buck yet? And lo and behold, out came the buck right in front of the car, and he hit it with his car. So he knew my family would take the meat. So here he brings it over to my house. Okay, I don't know this is going to happen. So I'm washing dishes or whatever I'm doing at home. I hear a knock on the door, and there is the man of my dreams with a dead buck. What am I supposed to do? I knew that if I said no, I might not ever see him again. But I knew if I said yes, I'd probably see him again. And so we spent our first date cleaning a deer. Mind you, it had not been field dressed yet, so that kind of cleaning. And so, but I always tell people, I got Kevin for a steal of a deal. I just got him for a buck. Okay, we also have some fun and favorite styles that we're going to weave in here coming up, but we have one more hymn we would love to share with you called "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
Thank you.
to is that music can speak a particular heart language that people are blessed and encouraged by. And so we're going to dive into that next. Kevin knew that if we pulled Chinese music out for you and played you Chinese folk songs, you probably wouldn't feel too touched by that. But we do have a few tunes we think you'll really enjoy. We're not exactly going to tell you what they are. We'll let you enjoy the surprise. words from Psalm 23 to Home on the Range. I think it would go over really well. So, yes. So, Kevin and I also love a little bit of the history side of how we got some of the bluegrass styles that we love so well. And what were some of the songs behind some of those ideas? We're going to play a couple of those for you, and then a bluegrass song following. So enjoy.
Thank you.
still to this day. So he does have a special classical piece called The Black Keys by Chopin, which is a Chopin etude. It was something that was used just for exercise, but it also sounds and looks really great. If you wanted to come over to watch his hands on this one, you're welcome to do that.
And I had remembered that Jesus loved me and I was a sinner. And you know, as a child, that's really all they need to know. Jesus loved me and I am a sinner. And I wanted to accept Christ as my Savior. And that night, at the end of the revival meeting, I asked my mom if she would go with me down to the front so I could accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I've never regretted that. Many times I've had to kind of rededicate my life to live for Him and to grow as a Christian. I'm just thankful that I had a Christian family that taught me God's Word and showed me from the Bible how I could know for sure that I could be saved. So, thank you all.
Amen. Let's close in prayer, shall we? Right. Father God, thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for the chance, Lord, in bringing them to us. And Lord, we just pray for their ministry, that you would continue to use them to be a blessing to many others. Thank you for this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good.
Thank you.
Finding me.